Chinese music in the background with a gong, and having this actress speak broken English when she is an Asian American who did not actually plan or know anything about the commercial before she's, you know, before she was made to do that, was absolutely offensive, especially given the growth of the Asian American community in Michigan. It shows that Pete Hoekstra is out of touch with the communities here in Michigan, and the fact that his use of these stereotypes is absolutely unacceptable.
We had Pete Hoekstra on the program, and he said he apologized if it offended anyone, but he said what people saw was the truth and that they should focus on the message as opposed to the aesthetics. How would you respond to that?
I would say that regardless of what the intent was, you know, obviously Pete Hoekstra is getting a lot of media out of this, but the unfortunate reality is that words have an impact. And what we know is that 30 years ago, a man named Vincent Chin was brutally murdered because of anti-Asian American sentiment. So I think that people really need to be aware that the use of these stereotypes, especially in such a heated election year, is just not the way to go. There have been so many efforts to make Michigan a welcoming place for immigrants and a welcoming place for all people. So statements like this really turn our state backward, which is really disappointing to hear.
You know,
given that he's a former congressman, yeah, this is it's pretty shameful.
Well, there are supporters of Hoekstra that said, you know what, we need to toughen up and grow up and not let little things like that bother us. It's politics. How would you respond to that?
You know, I really don't think it's actually not about politics, and it's not about Hoekstra. What it is about candidates respecting all communities in Michigan, especially, you know, we see Governor Snyder's commitment to a welcoming Michigan, the Global Michigan Initiative, making sure, recognizing the contributions that all immigrants, including Asian American immigrants, have made to the state's economy. You know, these are positive efforts that the governor has been making and that others in folks are saying political party have been making. So for him to go backwards and use these images that just kind of take our state and our country back to a place where, it really is sad. Beyond disappointing, it's really discouraging, and I think, you know, the Asian American community is absolutely appalled. But at the same time, we've come together with other communities and put out a statement yesterday with the NAACP, the Hispanic Latino Commission of Michigan, Access, the Michigan Asian Pacific American Affairs Commission, the National Action Network, and other organizations, really to make a statement that all candidates need to refrain from using these types of stereotypes and refrain from using xenophobia in their campaigns.
How does your organization respond to the debt that we owe China, to the unfair trade advantage we have with China, to the unfair way that the Chinese government treats its citizens and other similar social challenges?
Sure. Well, everyone's got a different political belief. Our organization is a nonpartisan organization. We haven't really taken specific positions regarding China's economy. What we are trying to do is increase Asian American civic participation here in Michigan. And we know that there are, obviously the economy is one thing that a lot of people care about. And Asian Americans have been major contributors to the economy here in Michigan, and will continue to do so as we're the fastest growing population in the state.
All right, Stephanie, if people want to learn more about APIA, Vote Michigan, where can they go?
Sure. Thanks for asking. They can go to our website. It's www.apiavotemi.org.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, thank you so much.